Francisco Bay Area. Shaw Pirelli and the Shaw Pirelli Law Show, bringing you what matters most with over 50,000 watts of power.
Hello, we are going to talk about the E2 visa, the investor visa, which is something very interesting because it allows some people from certain countries to invest in the United States and actually get a visa to stay in the United States. Note that the E2 visa is not a dual intent visa. That means it doesn't lead to a green card. The E2 visa is a visa for foreign nationals of an investor treaty country, and I'm going to list all the countries that have it and put a focus a little bit on the Middle East, because some countries like Egypt and Jordan has those visas, and a lot of people ask me the question what they should do to get to invest in the United States and ultimately get a visa to come here. In order to determine which country you are qualifies under that, you have to refer to the volume 9 on the foreign affairs manual, and the country you have to bring at least 50% of the 50% at least of the business has to be owned by the foreigner, and they have to have and they have to show that it is a substantial investment. What is a substantial investment? It's not really in terms of money. It can be as low as $50,000, but usually as lawyers we recommend a little bit above $100,000, because that shows a lot more ease in getting the investor visa. Having said that, lower than this amount is still doable depending on the nature of the business. If the business doesn't require a lot of money but requires a lot of human capital, maybe you can show also $50,000 is good enough. And the advantage of the E2 visa, it allows you and your family, your spouse and your children to come to the United States, and it's valid usually for 5 years with an additional 2 years possibility. And it's valid for 5 years with 2 years of extension every time you take it. And oftentimes, instead of the E2, you can also look into the L1A. But the E2 is a very good option to start a business in the United States. If you are from countries, I'm going to list those countries right now. There's Albania, which has the E2 through the Treaty of 1998. Now you have Argentina, the Treaty of October 1994. Armenia, Kavzit, Australia, Austria, Azerbaijan, Bahrain has it. Bahrain, very important because a lot of people call me from Bahrain. Even Bangladesh has it. A lot of people don't know about that. People from Bangladesh can invest in the United States and get the treaty visa. Belgium has it. Bolivia has it. Bosnia, Herzegovina has it also. And Bulgaria has it. And we're talking about only the E2 here. The E1 is a different issue. I'm going to talk about that later. But the E2 is the most interesting one. Canada has it. Chile has it. Taiwan has it. And but China doesn't have it. And India doesn't have it. Taiwan has it. Congo has it. That's an African countries. Costa Rica has the ability to do that. Croatia, Czech Republic, Denmark, Ecuador, Estonia, Ethiopia. People from Ethiopia who wants to invest in the United States are eligible to do the E2 visa. And of course, France has it. Germany and Grenada has it. Honduras has it. Even Iran has it. That's kind of a little bit tricky. A lot of people ask that question, but they do have it. And of course Ireland has it, Italy has it, Jamaica has it, by the way, and Japan has it, Jordan. That's the one that a lot of people ask me, because I get a lot of clients from Jordan asking me that question, can they invest in the United States? The answer is yes. If you meet the requirements, we can actually help you set up and find the business sometimes, and we can help you set up the E2 visa, which is a good way to come and start the business, and as it grows, we can shift to other visas. And we have Korea, South Korea has it, Kosovo has it, and Kyrgyzstan has it, Latvia has it, Liberia has it, Lithuania has it, Luxembourg has it, Macedonia has it, even Mexico has it. People don't know that Mexico does have the investor visa. Mongolia and the Montenegro has it. Morocco, that's another part of the world where a lot of people ask me the question, can they invest in the United States? Of course they can, because Morocco does have this ability, and we have the Netherlands has it, Norway has it, Oman has it. Oman also, a lot of people ask me, and Pakistan. Surprisingly, a lot of people ask me how come India doesn't have it, but Pakistan does have it, because Pakistan has a treaty from 1961 with the United States. Panama has it, Paraguay has it, the Philippines has it. A lot of people from the Philippines wants to invest, who have some potential to invest in the United States, they should look into the E2 visa. Poland has it, Romania has it, Serbia has it, the Senegal from Africa has the ability to file for the E2, Senegalese has the ability to file it, Singapore, Slovenia, and then Spain does have it, and also Suriname has it, Sri Lanka has it, by the way, Sri Lanka also, and Switzerland, of course, Thailand, and Togo has it. Trinidad and Tobago does have it. Tunisia has it. A lot of people from Tunisia, they don't know about it, but they do have it. And Turkey does have it also. Turkey has the ability to do the investor visa. People from Turkey. Ukraine has it. And of course, the United Kingdom. And of course, Yugoslavia, which is now kind of divided. There is some issues when it comes to those countries. For example, for China, Taiwan, since China doesn't have it, it's under the section of the Taiwan Relations Act that was signed in 1969. Because it's based on the American Institute in Taiwan, and also there is a treaty between them. The Czech Republic and Slovak Republic entered into force in 1992. Denmark in 1961, France in 1960, Japan in 1953, Netherlands in 1957, it goes on like that, and United Kingdom of course has been there for a long time, since 1815, Spain 1903, Suriname 1957. What I'm saying here is, how do you get the E2 visa? The way you get that, you have to do an application and prepare a good package explaining how your business is going to be really, how are you going to set up the business so that you don't have a marginal, marginal means basically you are not just using that to get a salary for yourself. What it means also is your investment will probably create few jobs, and ultimately you will keep that business alive for the years to come. As long as the business is alive, they will probably renew your E2 visa. E2 visa is usually filed directly at the US embassy, or for Canada, even at the port of entry. But for if you are inside the United States, for example, on a B1, B2 visa, you can also shift to an E2 visa, which is not a good idea, but sometimes people do that. They don't want to leave because of business. They don't want to miss the opportunity in the business. The E2 visa is a very good visa if you know how to use it, because it allows your spouses also to get a work permit and your children to go to school here. And the spouse is pretty much free to do work wherever they feel like working. And it's for 5 years, and you can enjoy that. And in the meantime, you can find another visa. And ultimately, if there's another opportunity, you can look into EB-5, for example, which is a $1 million or $500,000 investment. That's